What is the meaning of life? Yes. The meaning of life is actually a search for meaning. We are all searching for meaning in life. When Newton saw the fruit falling, if a monkey had been sitting there, the monkey would have just eaten the fruit and gone its way. Newton asked, what made this fruit fall? So we are all searching for meaning in life. And now, the spiritual wisdom text explains that to understand the meaning of life, we need to look at what is it that is fundamental in life. If we reduce ourselves down to our very core of what we are, we will recognize, okay, I may have a job, I may have a position, I may have this, I may have that. But ultimately, the central thing to all of us is that we all long to love and we all long to be loved. That is, we want power, we want money, we want positions. All that is because we hope that we will become more lovable. We'll be able to love others more through these things. So that is one side of it. The longing to love and to be loved is core to us. Now, along with that, we also see that we long not just for love, we long for lasting love. Now, among the movies, the novels, most of them are about romance. And most romance is about the happily ever after. Now, if we look at the world around us, there is no ever after. All of us have to die. And yet, everyone has that longing for lasting love, for lasting life, for lasting happiness. If everything around us is temporary, nothing around us, even huge buildings, they are also going to be temporary. Huge mountains, they are also temporary. So if nothing around us is eternal, if nothing lasts, where do we get that desire for lasting love? If a child is born in a tribe of Africa, where the child has heard only about the foods that they eat locally, and one day that child comes and tells her mother, Mommy, I want pizza. And the mother, where did you hear about a pizza? Isn't it? So if something is not there in the circumstance, where does it come from? It's a natural question. So there is nothing eternal around us. And yet, the desire to live forever is a central longing of the human heart. Where does it come from? That itself points to the core within us, which is eternal. So we have a longing to love and be loved, and this longing comes from a central core of ours, which is eternal. And the whole purpose of life is to help us find an eternal object for our love. So the world serves two purposes, experimentation and redirection. Now we can experiment. I can love this, I can love that, I can love this person, I can love this object, I can love this. We may try directing our love towards various things in this world. And all of that will give us some pleasure. But it is all temporary. So after experimenting with various options, then we understand this is an eternal object that I should love. What is that eternal object? Once we start searching, we will be guided by forces bigger than ours. And we will find an eternal object of love. That object of love, I said, is known in different traditions by different names. The Bhagavad Gita identifies him by the name Krishna. So when we learn to love God, therein, when we learn to love Krishna, then therein we find lasting happiness, lasting love, lasting life. So the ultimate purpose of life, the meaning of life, is to find lasting love by redirecting our love from the temporary things of this world to the eternal source of the world. So the world serves the purpose of experimentation and redirection. We experiment with various objects as potential sources of happiness, and eventually we redirect our search for happiness towards an eternal object. And that is how our life becomes meaningful and joyful. Okay. Are there any other questions?